A press release that we are reading to you is the Galesburg Education Association and the CUSD 205 Board of Education have made many concessions on contract issues since bargaining began in April. The board states that they have a duty and took an oath to manage the district within the laws created by the legislature. Therefore, we should already have a fair contract without interruption to our students' education. We are down to one item that is significant and it requires action: recall rights or riffing procedures. We're not trying to rewrite the less than perfect state evaluation system. We are trying to guarantee that teachers are evaluated fairly and the best teachers are retained regardless of their cost to the district. By law, the teacher's evaluation plan was intended to ensure quality educators in the classroom, not to be used to maintain the district's budget. We have the opportunity to settle this contract to help ensure a trust among administrators and educators. It's urgent that the Board of Education address these concerns that are not going away. It is time to find a solution to this impasse so our students and our educators can return to the classroom. And that's our statement.
How have negotiations gone so far today?
They do not start until 2 p.m.
I'm sorry, what are the expectations going into it then?
Our expectations going into negotiations are positive. We want to resolve this issue. We believe that two teams of educated people that want the same desire should be able to resolve that issue.
And has there been any headway between you guys so far in terms of, I know you said you were looking at a different route with the recall rights in terms of grouping the two groups. Can you tell us what that might look like?
What I can tell you is that they pretty much, the board and their attorney, has been against having the distinguished and proficient group together. So we're trying a different avenue of trying to protect teachers that might be evaluated not as effectively as they should based on their financial cost to the district. Okay? And so basically that comes through language sometimes, you know, as we know with attorneys and things like that, that language is a huge issue. And so if you can do it through a different avenue using different language, then that's what you try to do. So we're trying to make sure that those protections are in place because every educator here feels like there's been some distrust that has occurred with the whole evaluation system. It's flawed. I mean, the board recognizes that. We recognize that. And we just want to ensure that that people are effectively and consistently evaluated without some question. And there have been questions according to what we've seen so far with the process and how it's been administered so far in our district.
Have you spoken with the Illinois State Board of Education about the legality of it? I know I saw the document you guys provided last Friday. Has there been any communication with the Board of Education at this time?
Our negotiation team for GEA has been in contact with them, and they assured us that this is current language is okay with the recall rights. There are other systems in our state that have that in their contract, but we are still facing the situation where the board bargaining team does not want to agree to that. So instead of like staying out at a, you know, at an impasse forever and ever, there are ways, there are solutions to this that you can resolve the issue in another way. And so we're trying to explore those, and we're hoping that the board tries to do that too, not just to negate something and say we can't do that, but to offer other language that might resolve this issue. We want our kids in school. We want to be back in school. We're ready to resolve this contract issue.
Tammy, the board says that this was agreed to on both sides through a joint committee a while back. So what changed?
That's a great question. What changed is they started implementing it. And we were told, you know, as educators, when they informed us of this, that pretty much there would be very few, if any, distinguished teachers. And suddenly, the only teachers or educators that can get a response back of how they did in their evaluation are first-year teachers. And And there are a number of first-year teachers who receive distinguished. The tenured teachers, people with a longer number of years that they've been in this district, have to wait for 2 years to see that. And in that situation, if a administrator does not finish evaluations and the time frame that is opted through them in the contract, then you automatically go into the proficient rating, not even allowing an educator to earn that distinguished rating.
Do you have a number or percentage of first-year teachers going right into the distinguished category at this time?
I do not have that number. I was told that that there were a number that was what was said to me, so it would have to be, I would think, a significant amount. And any educator that's been a first-year teacher, we can pretty much say we don't know it all going in, just like anything else. I mean, and you look at the evaluation situation in all the different areas, we've not had a lot of time for professional growth, so I'm not sure how they could even get a distinguished rating in that category.
Mm-hmm. The district also claims that they're just following the law here and, I guess, kind of keeping their stance as it is. How would you respond to that? I mean, they say they're following the law. You say that this can be changed.
They're saying that that's what they were required to do, and we're saying, yes, they're required to implement this evaluation. But you can read the language. We passed that information out at the last press conference that we had that says in a bargaining contract, in a collective bargaining agreement, you can alter that and kind of change that around, just in the top two categories. We're not looking to keep ineffective teachers. Those bottom two categories that people would rank in are let go. But the top two categories, which they say the majority should be in proficient, the proficient category, then they should be, put with the distinguished, especially when they tell us that there will be very rare exceptions that will meet the distinguished category, and then suddenly there are many. You know, not only that, you take in the fact that you have different administrators evaluating, and they all are coming from a different, if there's an administrator who leaves, if it's a second year of a tenured teacher, then they are going to be evaluated, part of their evaluation is done by a different person. There is not any objectivity to that, and we question that, and we're concerned about it. We're concerned as well about the monetary situation. If the state really puts pressure on it, it would just be a little more attractive to get rid of some of your higher cost educators who've been in the district for years.
Have you guys had contact with any other IEA officials other than your Uniserve member?
We have just our Uniserve member that serves on our negotiation team. That's how it's always been in the, past 23 years that I've been in this district. Anytime there's a contract that's negotiated, our regional Uniserve person represents us in that contract situation. And because we're on a strike, one other Uniserve person comes down and deals with the crisis committees. If they need to address anything, they're used as a resource. It's just a Uniserve person from another region. For example, and they're different sometimes, like today we have someone from the Moline area.
Do you think that's where the confusion came in previous articles about the IEA maybe coming down to use Galesburg as a litmus test to see if they can implement this on the state level?
That could have potentially come from that, but personally, I think it was just thrown out there as a distraction to try and sway the public opinion and support that they've had for the educators through this. There is we are not interested in being a representation for Illinois or any other place. We are interested in resolving our contract and putting our kids and ourselves back in our classrooms where we want to be and where we love to be. It's sad. I found it frustrating that anyone would print such a thing, especially, from an administrator who's not even involved in our community. At one time he was. He was dismissed from Peoria, given a 6 months pay, and then we hired him. And some of the problems that we've had with the buildings not being taken care of and the safety issues came from that situation. He's definitely, he was supposed to be a financial director. And so basically he wouldn't know much about the evaluation tool.